You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And if you're looking for more Big 12 coverage, there's no better place to get all of your Big 12 conference news than the Locked On Big 12 podcast hosted by Josh Neighbors. Follow the Locked On Big 12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, thank you for joining me. Today, we are going to talk about Oklahoma Sooners win totals for the NFL quarterbacks. We're going to talk about some recruiting news, some Player of the Year awards handed out to several Sooners targets. We'll talk about that in the second segment, and then we'll get you ready for OU softball today, headed to the Big 12 championships. But first, let's talk about these win totals for the Sooners. It would not surprise you to see that there are varying levels of confidence in the teams that the Sooners quarterback. But let's start with Jalen Hurts. He comes in with the worst projected record for the three Sooners quarterbacks that are projected to start this season in the NFL. Philadelphia is expected to go six, or projected by Bleacher Report. They kind of put out their predictions for every team in the NFL after the schedule was released the other night. And for Philadelphia, they think maybe 6-11. Now, Philadelphia's got several holes on offense, on defense as well. They're a team that is turning over their coaching staff, and there's not a lot of confidence that Jalen Hurts is going to be able to take another step forward because of the holes on the offensive side of the football. Yes, they did draft Devontae Smith. They got Jalen Reagor from last year, but that wide receiver core, it's kind of lacking that true go-to number one, lacking a little bit of size. Dallas Goedert, the tight end, is probably the guy that figures to have the first down or third down targets. You're looking to that short to intermediate part of the field, over the middle of the field. He's the guy that Jalen Hurts is going to be targeting quite a bit, but a lot of it's going to hinge on Jalen Hurts' progression. How much has he improved over the offseason? Can he improve his pocket passing? I'm not here to say that he can't. I'm just saying that there's a lot of people who doubt his ability to become a viable starter in the NFL. We know he's got the work ethic to do it. We know that he's got the intangibles to grow in the NFL. This is a matter of, can Philadelphia put enough talent around him to allow him the opportunity to grow? Because if he goes into this year and things don't really work out, I don't anticipate that they're going to continue moving forward with him at quarterback if he doesn't really show much growth. Then coming in with the next best record is Arizona at 9-8. And a lot of this has more to do with the division that the Arizona Cardinals play in than it does the Arizona Cardinals themselves, because they made quite a few additions to the defensive side this year. Kyler Murray is going into his third season as the starter for Arizona. And he has shown some growth. To me, he's still an unfinished product. I need to see more consistency out of him. I mean, he's had some really, really big games, and he had some games where he's very inefficient, like the Dallas Cowboys game last year, only completed like 9 passes. And so this has more to do with the division, because you have the Seattle Seahawks, who are going to be really good. You have the San Francisco 49ers, who should be better than they were last year with better quarterback play. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be healthy. Trey Lance is in the fold. And then you've got the Los Angeles Rams, who traded for Matthew Stafford. And again, it's going to be a really hotly contested division, arguably the best division in the NFL. And it's going to be must-see TV watching Kyler every week with Cliff Kingsbury, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, Andy Isabella. I mean, there's a lot of offensive weapons for that team. And then you got J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones on the edge for the defensive side. Isaiah Simmons is over there as well. So a lot of really, really fantastic names to watch for the Arizona Cardinals. But obviously, Kyler's going to be the draw. And so it's going to be really interesting. If they can fare well in the division, they have a shot at making the playoffs. In this new 17-week schedule, 7 teams make the playoffs. They're going to be right there at the end, contending for one of those final wildcard spots. And then coming in with the best record of the three quarterbacks projected by Bleacher Report. Yeah, Baker Mayfield at 12-5. And yeah, I can see it. Another year of growth for Baker. Another year in Kevin Stefanski's offense, Further development of their defense. Another weapon in Anthony Schwartz out of Auburn for their offense. And yeah, this is a team that I'm really excited to watch. I think they're going to take another step forward in their progression as a football team. Again, another tough division with Baltimore, Pittsburgh, a growing Cincinnati Bengals team with, you know, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase over there. They might surprise a few people. I don't think they're going to contend for the division, but they're going to be good enough to where they can sneak up on a team and knock them off unexpectedly. Because we know in the NFL, it's a parity-driven league, and all of these teams have a chance to win any given Sunday. That's the mantra, right? Any given Sunday, anybody can win. And so, I like where they're at for Cleveland's win total projection. But again, how they fare in the division is going to be the key. They'll have several key matchups. Again, we talked about it on yesterday's show that each of these teams is going to get a chance to play the Super Bowl champs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. How they fare in some of these big games is going to go a long way to determining how they fare on the season schedule. But coming up next, we're going to talk about several Oklahoma commitments or targets who won their respective Player of the Year awards for their state. And then in the final segment, we'll get you ready for OU's Big 12 championship run in softball. But first, let me talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and the NBA and NHL playoffs are right around the corner. So get all your latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MMA and UFC action at betonline.ag. Before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your mobile device or laptop and check out all the sign-up bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using our promo code LOCKEDON. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now, several Player of the Year awards were handed out across the country from Gatorade, and there were several targets that Oklahoma's got on their radar, and one who's a commitment that won these awards. And so let's talk about them. You got Kevin Gilliam, who is a 2022 commit, edge rusher out of Virginia, who won the Virginia Player of the Year award. According to Colin Kennedy of OU Insider, he had 11 sacks and finished with a 4.16 GPA, which the Gatorade Player of the Year award not only goes to the outstanding player, but the player that also exemplifies outstanding work in the classroom as well. And yeah, that's, you know, fantastic. Congratulations to Kevin Gilliam. And what a fantastic commitment from the Oklahoma Sooners, a guy that is going to be as effective in the classroom as he is on the field, a guy that's able to rush the passer, get after the quarterback, commit those or get those splash plays on defense that you need. Because yes, you need sacks, but you also need tackles for loss. You need disruption. You need pressure. And he's going to be a guy that's going to be able to add that in the Lincoln Riley in the Alex Grinch defense. Sorry, I started thinking about offense because I was going to transition to this next guy. That's Malachi Nelson, the number four player in 2023, Oklahoma's target at quarterback out of California. He is the top player in California out of Los Alamitos High School. They went 6-0 with Malachi Nelson leading the way. And again, five-star player. He's the California Player of the Year. Congratulations to him. He's going to be the guy that you're looking at as potentially replacing Caleb Williams whenever his time is done. I know Arch Griffin is getting all the news and grabbing all the headlines. Not Arch Griffin. Arch Manning. Arch Griffin played a long, long time ago. Arch Manning is getting all the headlines. He's getting all of the attention. But don't sleep on Malachi Nelson either. This guy has got a lot of star power to his game as well. And I think he could be one of those guys that's the next great Sooners quarterback. And then you got Gavin Sawchuk, running back out of Colorado, the top prospect there that won the Colorado Player of the Year. He's a four-star player for 2023. And another fantastic player that Oklahoma could add to their running back stable. And we know that Oklahoma is good at recruiting and developing running backs. We just saw Ramondre Stevenson go in the NFL draft. We saw Trey Sermon, even though he finished at Ohio State, started out at Oklahoma. We've seen Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, like all these guys, DeMarco Murray, get opportunities in the NFL after playing running back at OU. And there are several on the team now, Kennedy Brooks, Eric Gray, who are going to get an opportunity. So Gavin Sawchuk, hey, Oklahoma, RBU, just think about it for a second. Okay, cool. And then you had an offer. Oklahoma made another offer in the 2023 recruiting class, and that is to Sonny Styles out of Ohio. He's the number one safety in the 2023 recruiting class per Patrick Kahn of Sooners Wire. And going back and watching this guy play, he is long. Like, you look at him on the field and he looks bigger than everybody else. He stands 6'4". And he plays with that length in a good way and a bad way. But in a good way, I mean, he's got great range. He's able to play that middle third of the field in that free safety spot. He's able to convert turnovers, get his hands on passes. In a bad way, he tackles a little too high. It seems like he's more of a kind of wrap up, bring it down tackler versus I'm going to lower my shoulder and wrap you up tackler, kind of more of a drag you down tackler, if that makes sense. But that's something that can be molded, I guess. His tackling technique can be molded at the University of Oklahoma. But he's a guy that, again, a lot of length and seems like a perfect fit to play that free safety, that middle third part of the field in, you know, cover three defenses, cover one defenses, in a spread league like the Big 12. You have to have a guy that can play with range in the middle, and he's definitely has that range. Several times where he was kind of in his position in the zone, came over, made the play, read the route perfectly, came over and made the play. Also play a lot of that hook zone in cover three, where it's the kind of the safeties coming down and playing about 10 yards off the line of scrimmage in the zone. And played that really, really well. Seems to have really good instincts in zone coverage. And so that's a guy that's going to be really exciting to watch. Hopefully Oklahoma can land him, because he would be huge for the future of the defense. I think they've got a lot of really high quality players with star potential at cornerback. We'll talk as we preview the team later in the summer. We'll talk about that. But they don't have a ton of athletic, rangy guys on defense, it seems, safety, it seems. But we'll see. I mean, it's Oklahoma. There's always going to be opportunities to improve your defense through the transfer portal. And they're going to start getting these guys. These are going to start getting these 4- and 5-star guys. We're already getting them with Kevin Gilliam, you know, coming 5-star player. It's going to start coming more and more as the defense improves. And so that's really exciting to watch. And I think these targets that Oklahoma continues to recruit and land that win these Player of the Year awards, get these accolades, it just helps bolster Oklahoma as a profile, bolsters Oklahoma's profile as a top school in the ilk of Alabama. And again, we know that they're going to be able to recruit offense as they get better on defense. They start recruiting the defense and getting those 4- and 5-star players on their defensive side of the football, getting more talent. It's going to help them contend for national championships legitimately. You know, they'll have a chance to win these college football playoff games, and it'll give them a chance to put more defenders in the top 100 of the NFL draft. And it just kind of starts to snowball, right? It's a cycle. And, you know, the more 4- or 5-star recruit guys you get for your defense, the more talent you have, the better you're able to contend for national championships. If you're able to win some national championships and get guys in the top 100 of the NFL draft, then it helps your recruiting cycle. Just a, it's the circle of life. And so, yeah, hopefully this defense now is on that trajectory to being able to put, and we're going to see it next year. We're going to see several defenders go in the top 100 for Oklahoma. And that's only going to help their status among recruits. But we'll continue to follow these stories. We'll continue to follow these recruits. But coming up next, let's talk about the Sooners softball team heading to Oklahoma City to play in the Big 12 tournament and getting ready for the national championships. But first, let me talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat, and it is 100% covered in chocolate. It's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They've got 9 delicious flavors: coconut, coconut almond, cherry Garcia, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. So there's something for everybody. My favorite is the peanut butter brownie. The mint brownie hits home every single time. It's fantastic. And if you haven't tried Built Bar yet, you can get a mixed box where you get 2 of each flavors. And then you can try them all, sample them all, see which ones you like, and then go back to builtbar.com and use our promo code LOCKED15 and we'll order them again. They've got great flavor. They're healthy. They're really good for you. Perfect for a keto diet. You only have 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein, 18 grams of protein. They've got nut and non-nut flavors as well. And again, they are the best tasting protein bar ever. I haven't eaten anything like it. I'm going to start my day here in a little bit with a Built Bar as well. And so make sure you go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order at builtbar.com. I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that's been in the business for 35 years. Experts in the industry at getting you started in pool ownership. They can get your above ground pool set up in 1 day in most cases. Now you might be thinking, why an above ground pool? Well, there's more customization options, a quicker installation time, like I said, in 1 day in most cases. And it's the least expensive way into pool ownership. Are you ready to enhance your well-being and reduce your body aches in a hot tub? Grow closer to your family. Warm water improves your general physical state and it acts as a stress reducer and improves sleep. So if you're ready to create your backyard oasis, reconnect with your family and friends, get everybody outside of the house, off the electronics, well, contact the people at Country Leisure at 405-799-7745. You can call or text them at 405-799-7745. Located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma. That's Country Leisure. Just add water. And now, here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to talk to you a little bit about the Oklahoma Sooners softball team as they get ready to compete for the Big 12 championship, the postseason tournament, in a very interesting format. It's going to be round robin on Friday. Oklahoma gets to play Baylor at 2 p.m. and Texas Tech at 7:30 p.m. And we talked about it a little bit earlier this week, but in case you missed that episode, they absolutely demolished these teams. So these two series came after the Georgia loss in the doubleheader that they played back in Athens, where Oklahoma lost the first game of the doubleheader and then run ruled Georgia in the second game of the doubleheader. And then they went on to Tech and in 3 games outscored them 40-0. Yeah, 40-0. And then went on to play Baylor and outscored them in 2 games, 18-1. So in the 5 games that they played against these two teams after the Georgia loss, they outscored their opponents 58-1. And so that's who they'll get in today's matchups. And then they'll go on to play the winner of the pool that features Oklahoma State, who we just saw this past weekend in Bedlam, Texas, and Iowa State. And I think the two that you have to really consider and worry about are Oklahoma State and Texas. I think they're going to be the ones that are contending to come out of that pool. And, you know, they definitely got a challenge from Oklahoma State. They were the tougher challenge. You know, they dropped OU in the first game of the series on Friday. OU bounced back with 2 big wins on Saturday and Sunday against Texas. They were able to pull off a sweep, but they were still the first game of that series, I believe, was really hotly contested as well. And you never know what could happen in a 1-game playoff. So it's going to be really interesting to watch, and it's going to be really great softball today. So make sure you're checking that out. It's going to be available on ESPNU or on the ESPN Plus app. And then on tomorrow for the Big 12 Championship, you can find that game on ESPN. It's going to be must-see TV. So make sure you check those out. We'll be back on Monday to get you caught up on the weekend's happenings and any other recruiting news that drops over the weekend. So make sure you are subscribed and following the show wherever you get your podcasts. And we are available on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, Google. If you're having trouble with your Apple app, your Apple podcast app, you can go check us out on Odyssey. It's got podcasts from everyone on the Locked On Sooners Network, or Lock On Podcast Network rather, but it also has people podcasts from all kinds of genres. Like if you're into murder mystery, things like that, tons of podcasts on that kind of stuff. So true crime things, if that's not my thing, but if you're into it, you can check out a lot of true crime podcasts that are available on the Odyssey app. So definitely make sure you're subscribed or followed wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners, on Facebook, Locked On Sooners Podcast, and on Instagram at Locked On Sooners. And we're going to be launching a YouTube channel. So not only are you going to be able to hear me talk about the Oklahoma Sooners, you'll be able to see my face as we break down the greatest college football team, the greatest university in the country, University of Oklahoma Athletics. And we'll do that coming up. And I'll have more information as that comes and as that transpires. The page is not set up on YouTube just yet, but it will be in the coming months. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. Again, we'll see you Monday with more news from the weekend, breaking down Oklahoma's wins. That's my prediction. Oklahoma's going to win the Big 12 championship. We'll break down Oklahoma's wins in the tournament. And we will catch you on Monday. Again, my name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. We'll see you then. Boomer Sooner.